Hello once again, and welcome back to the Vox Pop, WAMC's live daily afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Alan Chartok. A recent AARP study showed 88% of folks 65 and older prefer to stay in their own homes for as long as possible rather than commit to an assisted living facility. This statistic, in combination with the notion of developing community support for seniors who wish to remain at home, is the crux of the aging in place movement. That's the aging in place movement. We have two folks here today who are leaders of the movement in the Hudson Valley. Carl DeCugler is president of the Hudson Valley Home Matters Board of Directors and is an active volunteer for Dutchess Outreach and Friends of Seniors of Dutchess County. He's a veteran and retired from IBM after 28 and a half years. Nina Lynch retired 3 years ago from Dutchess County Division of Aging Services, where she worked as the Aging Information Services Specialist. She previously worked for the Dutchess Interfaith Council as a coordinator for a volunteer caregivers program and for Northern Dutchess Hospital as outreach coordinator for Project Elder Care. She's also board president of Rhinebeck at Home. What do you think of the Aging in Place movement? What questions do you want to ask? Might it affect you? Give us a call. And by the way, this should be a popular show, 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Carl, I guess we'll start with you. I don't want to be seen as sexist, but I want to go to you first. What is this movement?
This movement, it's, from our level, it's an aging-in-place movement. It's an organization, a grassroots organization that was formed to help seniors stay in their own homes, to not have to go to an assisted living facility, provide the services that they need, provide the socialization functions that they're all looking for.
So we go a vast outreach of people, parts of six states, 26 stations. Somebody wants to know if they have one in their neighborhood. How would they find out?
The easiest way to find out is you can go to the national organization is called Village to Village. You can go to villagetovillage.com.
Network.org.
Village to Village Network. And they have a search engine there that you can put in your state, and it'll tell you all of the aging in place organizations that are in this state and in functioning.
That's great. Nina, what do you have to add?
Well, I would add that people could also call. There's a phone number for the Village to Village Network, and they can call 617. It's a Boston exchange. Yeah.
That's where it all started, right?
9638.
Yeah, first of all, I'm sorry for stepping on you there, but that's where it all started in Boston, right?
It did indeed. Started on Beacon Hill in Boston, 2001.
So give us that number again. I'm sorry for stepping on it.
It's 617-299-9638. And if people want to go via the internet, they can go to www.thetvnetwork.org.
Now, tell me, what do these groups do, and what don't they do?
For the most part, the groups are, of course, community organizations. They don't do hands-on care for people.
So you won't get a bath from them.
Won't get a bath.
They're not visiting nurses.
No, they aren't. But they can put you in touch with a good visiting nurse organization.
Right. Well, so is there any downside to this organization? I mean, each of them have different parameters, right? Each of these aging in places, not everybody does the same thing.
Everyone is different. Everyone organizes really as a reflection of their community. People who want to explore the possibility, start talking to each other, talk to others maybe who've succeeded in getting started, and go through that building a grassroots organization process together, which in itself is a very enriching experience.
Sounds like a great idea. The older I get, the more I like it.
Yes.
Okay. let's go to Regina in Saratoga. Okay, Regina, you're
Hi.
On.
Thank you. I'm curious about the Village to Village Network. I had contacted an organization in New Jersey, which is where my mother lives in her own home, and it was a volunteer organization. I'd gotten pretty far into registering with them, and I think the idea behind it was that you could volunteer time in any place where you lived, and a volunteer that was local to where my mother lived would provide her with service. And then I found out that it required a fee. You had to pay something along the line of $200 to be involved, which was paramount to actually just paying for services for my mother.
Well, $200 for how long?
I didn't even get that far, because volunteering and paying are not the same, but are different, right? So if you're going to volunteer time, then that's one thing. I could volunteer time with a senior here in New York where I live, and I understood that somebody else would be volunteering time to help with my mother in New Jersey. But then the minute you add the idea of money to it, I'm no longer volunteering, and that individual is no longer volunteering.
Okay, Regina, you've made the point. Now let's get to the guest.
No, it wasn't the point. It was
well,
a question.
It wasn't the point?
No, I was trying to ask a question. The network that you mentioned, is that require a fee? Is it a fee-based thing, or is it a volunteer?
Okay, here comes the answer.
The network is really the fabric that holds all the various aging-in-place organizations together, sharing information. All of the organizations, such as my Rhinebeck at Home and Carl's Hudson Valley Home Matters, pay a fee to be part of that network. So that's costs that we take on in order to offer the services. We also, in our organization, have very significant liability insurance to make sure that everybody is protected, both the member who needs help and the member who's giving help. We do background checks on all of the people who join our organization, and all of our members volunteer with other members, so there are costs involved in that.
And how much does it cost, Nina?
Our organization asks for $120 a year, and that's very reasonable. It covers the cost of our memberships in the New York Council on Nonprofits. It covers our membership at the Village to Village. It pays for our telephone, and it pays for our occasional advertising pieces.
Nina, is any of this do you have a problem with people who object to the amount that's paid, number one, and number two, do you find that it's a turnoff?
No, I'm just trying to understand.
I wasn't actually asking you, Gina. I was asking Nina.
Yeah. We've not encountered too much, because our fee is pretty low, $120. Yeah. Carl's organization, on the other hand, is quite a bit more, because they have some staff.
How much
Carl?
Is yours, Carl?
Yeah, our fee for a one-year membership is $500. You can lessen that fee. Yeah, you can lessen that fee. We have financial assistance for those who need it. But maybe the point that should be made is each of the organizations, Nina and mine and the others throughout the country, are totally independent and structured differently, can be structured differently, and may charge differently. We see some organizations charging, as I said, mine's $500 a year for a membership. And there's different types of memberships. Nina's is $120. There's others, it's $250. So it varies by organization.
Now, you're a volunteer, right?
Right. I'm a volunteer.
And Nina, you're a volunteer,
right?
I am, indeed. So almost everybody in these organizations there are a few paid employees, right?
Right. My organization has one paid employee.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Can I ask you, in a sense, wouldn't any area agency on aging be able to provide the same information? It's like you're a clearinghouse, and you can put people with services they need or provide them with information for where they could find what they're looking for. Wouldn't an area agency on aging be able to do more or less the same thing?
Okay, Regina, Nina, you go first.
Okay, I've worked at the Area Agency on Aging, and yes, we're able to answer questions about all of the available resources, usually in the area, the county where people live. But we can't help people plan trips and get-togethers to go to museums, lunch out at the local restaurant. Let's try the Indian restaurant up the street. What do you say we go to the movies together? Can you give me a ride to the concert up at Bard College, all of those kinds of things we help each other with. We help people get their laundry done at the laundromat, help people put the sheet on a new mattress. Office for Aging can't
I
do
see.
Those things.
Right.
And as I mentioned, in addition to that, we do things like helping people install a computer. I've helped a couple of people do that. We'll do home assistance. As an example, last summer I helped another volunteer and I installed a window air conditioner for one of our seniors.
Wow.
We also have a list of preferred vendors. So if someone calls in and says, hey, I need some plumbing done in my house, we have a list of vetted plumbers that we've checked out, and we furnish that to our members.
Okay.
So through the network, you can join different agencies through the network, one or many. Is that right?
No. Through the network is a network of the organizations. You, as a quote unquote consumer, would not join the network.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Regina, thank you for the very good call. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's go to Al. Let's take a little break, and we'll be right back. Al and Marie and Nancy, stay there.
Support for WAMC goes from the Ark Hill Museum at Canajoharie, presenting the exhibition Ogden Pleissner, Watercolors and Oil Paintings, now through June 1st, arkhillmuseum.org. Ashfield Stone, Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts, quarry and fabrication, used for enduring landscapes and interiors, including countertops and floor planking. Rare and wonderful native stone of the Berkshires, ashfieldstone.com. East Heaven Hot Tubs and Paradise Spa, Northampton, Massachusetts, offering private hot tub room rentals with indoor-outdoor rooftop tubs, massage for couples and individuals, eastheaven.com for information. And Healthy Living Market and Cafe, working to support local agriculture with organic products, community outreach, and jobs. Open 7 days a week at the Wilton Mall, healthylivingmarket.com.
We're back with Carl Cuculaire and with Nina. Carl, I keep messing up your name. Pronounce it for all of us one time.
It's very easy to pronounce. It's decuculaire.
Decuculaire.
That's right.
Okay, so there's a little cuque in there,
right.
A little lair in there.
Just the way it's spelled.
And a little D.
That's right.
Well, okay, I'm sorry, Carl. I really did mess that up. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. We go to Al in Western Massachusetts. Hi, Al.
Yeah, I'd just like to make a couple of comments. I think this is an excellent topic. I'm in my 50s, and I have an aging mother at home that wants to stay at home. My father passed away about 5 years ago from lung cancer, and he was able to stay at home due to the helpfulness of hospice and companies like Stavros and Western Mass Elder Care, who came in and focused on the caregiver. They focused on giving us relief. I have four siblings. And we're all trying to do it together. And, you know, those companies rely on donations. And, you know, we had volunteers come in and build a deck for my father so he could get out of the house with a wheelchair. Now my mother's able to utilize that deck. But my concern is that, you know, as, like you say, this is becoming more and more popular, those resources, to me, are going to run thinner. And it seems like there's going to have to be some sort of intervention to try to facilitate this whole thing.
Gang, anybody want to say anything?
Well, the resources, like in our instance, remember, we're all locally based. Nina's organization is in Rhinebeck. My organization is in Poughkeepsie and the towns surrounding Poughkeepsie. So we don't cover large geographic areas, and therefore we're only drawing off the resources and the volunteers in our specific geographic area.
Yeah, but Al's question, I think, is well-intended and well-placed, which is considering those of us who pay taxes and the rest of it, shouldn't there be more resources? I don't want to put words in your mouth, Al, but
no, that's
But shouldn't the you know, we pay for schools for our children, mm-hmm. and we pay for everything else. Shouldn't there be more resources devoted to keeping seniors in their homes? After all, it's going to cost everybody less money, don't you think?
I think there's something to be said for services that come into the home, but there's a lot to be said for the community coming together and building community that provides real support.
Sure, sure.
And that doesn't require government money.
Okay. And Carl?
No, Lana's absolutely correct. I mean, it's community-based, and that's what we're pushing on. Ours is really neighbors helping neighbors. That's what we really want to be doing.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Al, did you want to have a comeback on that? Because I want to make sure
you're
heard.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. 1-800-348-2551. Well, we got two people on the phone. There are three good phones ready to go when you call it. 1-800-348-2551. Marie in Greenfield. Hiya, Marie.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for taking my call.
Speaking of
aging in place, I'm relatively young, 57, but I recently made the decision to sell my 2-acre, 6-room colonial home and downsize because I can no longer take care of such a large property. I live there by myself. So when thinking about what I wanted to live in an alternative, I thought long-term, and I made the decision to purchase a home in a manufactured home or mobile home park where I downsized to a single-wide home, and it's in a community that's not 55-plus. It's got a mixed community. There's all kinds of families in there. The rent, long-term rent, is low. The lot rent is low for this place, only $300-and-some-odd a month. And I paid cash for my home. So I feel like I've made the best decision about aging in place for the long term, to be able to live in a community like that but still have my own home. And I think it's a wonderful solution.
Okay, let's get some feedback from the panelists. Naima?
Well, it does sound wonderful. I hope that you're getting to know your neighbors and making connections with them if somebody needs their cat to be taken care of when they go away, that you're willing to help. And if there's some task that you may need help with, that you have someone to ask. Because I think that's really the heart of aging in place communities, is building this support network, which is really more than just the home that you live in.
Mm-hmm. You know, Nina, it's an interesting point. My family, I grew up on 96th Street on the west side of Manhattan. There were four apartments on our floor. We knew the lady across the hall because she kept our extra key for when we forgot it. We never met the other two, not in the 40 or years my parents were in that house. We just never knew them. So what you're talking about is this outreach, which makes, you know, neighbors getting to know neighbors pretty important. Carl?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In a setting like this, in a setting like a manufactured or a mobile home park, you know, you've got neighbors all around you. You've got neighbors across the street. And I'm already meeting my neighbors.
Wonderful.
I only moved in the wintertime, so it's hard to meet people in the wintertime.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah. You could give a neighbors party like the Shartocks did when we first got to Alford, Massachusetts. We just gave a neighbors party and gave everybody on the street an invitation, put it on the door, and everybody came, including
wonderful.
This wonderful lady and man who had been there for a long time and who brought two bottles, Violet and Tino Roschetti, who brought two bottles of dandelion wine.
Oh, wow.
There you go. But the whole point is that everything is in one space in my house. It's a single wide home.
Yeah, great.
It's got two bedrooms, two bathrooms. It's got everything I need. Don't have to go up and down any more stairs. There's just a few stairs out. So even being mindful about the space that I purchased, I was fortunate. I was able to pay cash, so I don't have any mortgage on it. All I have is the monthly lot rent.
Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful.
So even in Social Security, in my Social Security days, I'll be able to afford a $300
monthly rent. So what you're, so Marie, what you're saying to us is part of aging in place is making realistic decisions, right?
Yes, and starting when you're in your early, mid to late 50s, like me,
Absolutely,
start thinking now about it.
I'm 72. I got to get around to it. Hey, Marie, thank you very much. We've got a lot of calls.
Great topic.
Thanks to you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Marie. Okay, we'll go to Nancy in Ulster Park. Nancy, you're on.
Hi. I don't really have a question. I just wanted to maybe add to some of the information your guests have already told your audience about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an occupational therapist, and I have a more kind of global vision about the aging in place movement. I think it's really important. I think the community organizations are really important as well. And there are other national organizations, the American Occupational Therapy Association, that has specialty training for therapists like myself, and also the National Association of Home Builders has another certification for people who are at the point where they need to make changes in the dwelling that they live in, whether it's the addition of a ramp or maybe their vision isn't as good as it was a few years ago, and they need to make sometimes small and sometimes much larger
changes. Nancy, without cutting you off too much, because there are a lot of people behind you, I want to know, what would people do to get these services that you're describing?
Well, locally, I live in the Mid-Hudson Valley, so typically what I usually suggest people do is if they need those kinds of changes made in their home, specific to, let's say, a disability or something, then they could contact their New York State Occupational Therapy Association, and every state has one of those associations.
Okay. Now, you made the point, but let me ask our guests, who, after all, are here for that exact reason. If somebody called you with that exact question, your organizations, that could you please recommend somebody who could help us fix up our home? Would you do that?
Yes, we would.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have some contractors that we have that have been recommended. We work in Rhinebeck with our local hospital. We have a community hospital there, and we're very fortunate that we also have a Center for Healthy Aging. So we have resources that we can tap into for more information as needed.
Okay, Carl?
Right. Yeah, and we have contractors and vendors that specialize in modifying the home for the seniors, for someone who's disabled, who needs the doorways widened, things like that. So when one of our members calls, we can refer, give them that referral right away.
So, Nancy, thank you so much for your very good call, and we'll certainly remember it. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay, let's go to Johanna in Newburgh. Johanna, you're on.
Good afternoon to you. It's New Paltz.
No, New Paltz. I see it now, but it, they...
Thank
well,
it's, you.
It's the, I'm, the only point I want to make is it's not my fault.
No, it is. Thank you very much for that wonderful program. Please, could those guests say something about long-term care? Because I have a long-term care plan, and a lot could be said about that. But the point is that the home care portion is always half of what the total that you pay per year allows you for assisted living. And that seems to be a carryover from time back when people were probably more interested in assisted living conditions. And it doesn't seem fair or very sensible. Do they have an opinion? Can they say something? Also, what are the references? The insurance companies obviously are not.
Johanna, that's a great question. We're going to go to who first, Nina?
Well, I'm happy to put on my other hat, which is health insurance counseling. Right. And we certainly did do a lot of assisting with information for folks with questions about long-term care insurance. I'm guessing that what you have is a partnership plan, the standard plan when they were first offered back in the 90s were offered at half the cost per day for home care and half for nursing home care. And yes, things have changed, but those policies do not change. So you're probably stuck with what you have. I would suggest that you talk to the insurance company and make sure you fully understand what your options are.
Yeah, and sometimes it's important to have somebody who can help you with that.
Yes.
Including, I know at least one lawyer in Pittsfield who spends a lot of time arguing with the insurance companies on behalf of
You can call the local Ulster County Office for Aging and ask for someone from the Health Insurance Counseling Program to sit down with you and talk about it.
That's a great idea, Johanna. Hey, Johanna, always nice to talk to you. Thanks for calling. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Yeah. All the best.
Bye. Okay, we're going to John in Hyde Park. John, you're on.
Yes, this is John. I'm really impressed and happy about the topic, aging in place. And I wanted to make two comments relevant to earlier audience comments. There was the one woman, I think her name was Regina, who said that she lived in New York, but I believe her ailing or her mother, I believe it was, lived in New Jersey. And I was thinking one way is doing it the way that she suggested, but I don't know if many places do that in terms of the volunteers transferring the hours volunteered.
Nobody in this room had heard of it. But there is a system
called time banking, but it's complex.
But let's put it this way. We didn't know about it. Yeah.
No. Another way, though, of doing it would be for Regina to find out if there is an organization in New Jersey and giving her mother a gift of a year's membership.
What a great idea.
What a wonderful idea.
Yeah, it is superb.
And in terms of that, of course, it doesn't have to be New York to New Jersey. If anyone in the listening area, Mother's Day is coming up next month and Father's Day the following month, that this would also help local parents as well.
Yeah, and there's an old saying, John, it was on television for a while with an advertiser, you can pay me now or you can pay me later. So, it's a pretty good idea. Are you good, Carl?
Yeah, John, I mean, you bring up an interesting point because you're in the area that Hudson Valley Home Matters covers. We've got some of our members that, in fact, have their grown children hundreds of miles away. And, in fact, that's what they did for, Mother's Day or Father's Day. They gave them a year's membership, and that works out very well.
Yeah, I think that's good. I'm really happy. The second point that I wanted to make was a gentleman called in who said, what's going to happen when the need for these services is so great? How are the agencies going to be dealing with those? And I think government responds to people who advocate, and as the need gets greater, it would be really wonderful for government to be able to give grants to pay for part of the salaries of the coordinators of these agencies, paying an hour or two or even 10 hours a week of a coordinator's time will pay off with hundreds of hours of volunteer time that coordinator can implement.
Okay. Hey, John, those are great ideas, and I so thank you for making them. You're a good guy. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's go to Wendy in Great Barrington, 1-800-348-2551. Okay. Wendy, you're on.
Hi. I actually talked to you yesterday about feet,
I remember.
I know. I'm actually coming from a different point of view. I've been accepted into an interfaith chaplaincy program in Portland, Maine. And I'm going to be there for 2 years, and I'm interested in finding a work situation where I would be a caretaker for an elderly person, something I've just done recently down in Florida, and, doing light housekeeping, shopping, taking care of people. I'm a retired social worker, and I was wondering if people had any ideas of kinds of organizations I can contact to be, to be the caretaker. Coming from the other end of, wanting to work.
Well, first of all, I want to say one thing, and that is that, I'm a big believer in this. I think this is great, and I know a lot of people who have called on the Wendy's, of the world to do this help because some people are really needful of more than just occasional help, let's face it. And so it's a great idea. And, Wendy, I'm going to give you credit for this because I think we ought to do a whole show on your subject of how to find the appropriate people for home health care. But I do know that these folks do make referrals. Do you ever do this?
Definitely.
You do. So you have a list?
We have, in Rhinebeck, have visited the local home care agencies that are active in our part of the county and talked with them. They know us. We know them. And
if you know something bad about them, would you say it to a client? To a potential client?
We would
client?
Not recommend anybody if we knew something.
Well, no,
bad.
I'm not trying to trick you. I mean, I'm
no,
just trying to
we wouldn't it. Recommend.
I'm just trying to find out that, you say you pre-approve plumbers and electricians. This is a pretty important one to pre-approve because
ours
every day
all...
you pick up the paper and you read about somebody who is absconded with some old lady's money.
We would never recommend someone, I hate to say this to you, Wendy, but we wouldn't recommend someone working independently. It's really not.
You mean you think that holding the agency
they should be with an agency in New York State?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking Maine, and obviously I have a lot of research.
It's probably a different situation.
No, but it's a great subject, and I really do want to pursue it in the future. Carl, did you have anything to say about it?
Well, the thing I was going to say, for something like Wendy's looking for, you'd probably have to go to your local or the county organization on aging to do that. Organizations like ours, realizing, once again, we're very local-oriented in the local community, you'd have to find one, you mentioned, in the Portland, Maine area. You'd try to locate someone like us in the Portland, Maine area.
Well, I'm assuming if there is one, though, Wendy could
Oh, there is. There is a few things.
Wendy could do that. Yeah. Hey, Wendy, great call. Thank you very much for making
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks very much.
Okay, we're down to one last call. So if you want to have a question, if this is an important thing, you call now, 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Dr. Joseph Cohen, optometrist, eye examinations and classic eyewear in historic Uptown Kingston, most insurances accepted, optical diversity in the Hudson Valley, CohenOptometry.com. Berkshire Co-op Market, Great Barrington, offering organic and local groceries, working to build a healthy and sustainable community, Berkshire.coop. Union Graduate College, offering an MBA in healthcare management, now online, the power of an MBA, the passion of healthcare, uniongraduatecollege.edu. And Mass Mocha, North Adams, Massachusetts, presenting Banda Magna, vintage French pop, up in the club, on April 12th, massmocha.org.
And we are back. We've got a couple of free phones. Phones are ringing. Like to hear from you. Let's go to... It's either Judy or Jody or JD, depending on how Bruce meant it. Let's go to that line, number four. Who are you?
I'm Judy from Albany, New York. How are you?
Hi, Judy.
I'm a subject near and dear to my heart because I'm the health education coordinator here with the Albany NORC.
Fantastic.
Here at Jewish Family Services of Northeastern New York, which is the lead agency. So I'm very, very happy to have an opportunity to call. And I just want to say a couple of things about this wonderful concept of aging in place, and more importantly, aging in community, the sense that people basically should have the freedom to choose where it is they want to finish out their lives. And the neighborhood NORC, for those of the people who are listening who are not familiar with the concept, it's the idea that people perhaps buy a home when they're in their 30s and 40s, raising a family. The children leave. The house gets too big, but they still want to stay. So what is it that we can do? And I really appreciated some of the things that Mr. Your gentleman there, Carl, was saying about... I don't mean to stumble over your last name.
No, me neither. Everybody does.
Me neither. but Judy, you used a word which I'm not familiar with. You said NORC?
NORC,
And that is...
It's an acronym that means Neighborhood Naturally Occurring Retirement Community, which is what I was trying to explain how that works. People move into their homes when they're younger. They want to stay there as they age. They want to finish out their lives there. So it's not a community of seniors. You know, you have senior citizens communities, but this just occurred naturally as people age in their homes. So they're 60 and over. We have a certain percentage of our population who is over 60. It's a clearly defined geographic area, and under the auspices of Jewish Family Services, in partnership with many other interfaith groups, we provide core services like case management, healthcare assistance, that kind of thing, but also the kinds of things that Nina was talking about with socialization.
So who pays for it, Judy? Who pays for all of this?
Who pays for it? Well, our residents don't pay a penny for it because we are funded by the Office for the Aging and for Jewish Family Services. So we have nurses on staff. We have community outreach people. And we also, we are, you know, it was very interesting to hear what your other panelists were saying. We do not do hands-on services, but we are another set of eyes and another set of ears when people are trying to set up services either for themselves or for a family member.
But wait, you said that you have nursing services and other things. Why isn't that hands-on?
We'll do blood pressure checks. We'll do will do health promotion kinds of programs. I do educational programs.
Sure.
But if someone, for instance, comes out of the hospital and has a dressing, I will not go in there and change the dressing.
Of course not.
We'll
okay.
Help them get, we'll help them get set up with the visiting nurses to do that.
Judy, if anybody wants you, how do they get you?
They reach us here at Jewish Family Services of Northeastern New York through the NORC, 518-514-2023.
I'm sorry to be a pain, but how do you spell NORC?
N-N-O-R-C. Neighborhood Naturally Occurring Retirement Community.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And while we're on the subject, how do they get in touch with you guys?
Oh, good question. Yeah. In Rhinebeck, you would call 845-876-HOME or 4663. 876-4663.
And in Poughkeepsie?
And in Poughkeepsie, you'd call 845-452-4846.
Okay. So let's go to Ruth in Western Massachusetts. Hello, Ruth.
Hello.
Hi, Ruth. You're on.
Hi. Hi. Some friends and I are looking for help for seniors to stay at home in our relatively rural Western Mass town, and we know that probably we need a coordinator for things, who's kind of a clearinghouse for volunteers, for people to call up and say they need services, to keep a list of everything you've been mentioning. And I would like to know how your guests got their own organization started in their communities.
Somebody was sitting around the living room one night and said, wouldn't it be great if we could do this? But because I asked them that question already. But, Nina, why don't you go ahead?
Well, in Rhinebeck, we got a nudge from a friend of mine, Arthur Kaufman, who is on the Rhinebeck Town Committee on Aging, brought up the idea. He had seen the article in the New York Times back in 2007. And we learned that folks down in Poughkeepsie were also exploring the idea. Turns out that a sister of one of the founders of the Beacon Hill Village,
which lives is the original one,
right, lives in Poughkeepsie. So it, I guess the word that gets used is there was a buzz about how can we do it. So we just kept talking and talking. And Rhinebeck, we actually got the town to do a survey asking our residents over age 60 a number of questions, one of them being, are you interested in learning more about aging in place? And over 100 people said yes.
Wow.
And we
have you got 100 people in your town, Ruth?
Yes.
Okay. So with that group of people and those names, we started calling. We had a number of meetings in the local library where we would just talk the idea until finally, like magic, the right people were there and we were able to sit around a table and make it happen.
True community organization. By the way, Ruth, that's the way WAMC in its present life got started in 1979 when it was going broke, and a bunch of people sat around a table and started talking about it. Carl, you want to answer?
Yeah, Home Matters started very similar to that. Obviously, we're the predecessor to Rhinebeck at Home, but same thing. A number of people got together saying, hey, these services are needed in our community. Let's see what we can do about it. And we got enough people together that they started the movement and created the organization. And Ruth, one of the things I would suggest in your area is you can go to the Village to Village Network and find a one of the
That's
other...
the villagetovillage.com.
You can go there, find an organization that's hopefully geographically close to where you are, and ask them for assistance, which is pretty much what our organizations did.
Yeah. And the other thing, Ruth, I want to ask you a personal question, and you may not want to answer it because it just says Western Massachusetts. But I come from Western Massachusetts. So what town?
Conway.
It's up in the hills, right?
It's one of the hill towns, yeah.
Right. So I think a great, I don't know if there's a town newspaper or not, but one of my suggestions would be to write a piece either for the Berkshire Eagle or, you know, or to go on the local
reporter
radio station and say, you know, this is what I have in mind. Does anybody want to come to an organizational meeting? And boom, you're done. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. it starts that way. I mm-hmm. think it's a great
But you
idea.
must need some money to pay whoever is your paid employee.
No, they don't. At least one of them, NINA, doesn't have paid employees.
We do it all. Someday we may need to hire, but right now we're having too much fun to hire somebody to do it.
Paid or not, do you have somebody who acts as sort of the clearinghouse person?
Yeah, I was going to say, Home Matters, we do. We have a part-time person.
Now, your group is Home Matters.
Right, Hudson yeah. Valley Home Matters. Yeah. Okay. And we have a part-time employee, works 20 hours a week, and she does the scheduling for us. She does home visits, and she manages all that for us.
And is that your fee for for joining your group? Is that what covers
Right. And that would cover. And previously, Nina had mentioned some of the other fees. I mean, obviously, we've got telephone expenses. We got insurance because our volunteers, mm-hmm. the drivers, are insured. So there are other expenses, but the majority of that pays that part-time person.
And each of these groups does something different. We have a wonderful senior services operation in Great Barrington. They take people around. They mm-hmm. they pick you up. They take you shopping. They do them. So each of them is a little bit different.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ruth, that's a great question, and I think you made it good for everybody by sort of talking about how to get it all started. Thank you very much for your call.
Thanks.
Right. 1-800-348-2551. Your chances of getting in right now are 98%. Okay, let's go to Brian. Okay, Brian, you're on.
Hi, Alan. Great program. I wonder if Nina could comment on the CASA program in New York State. It's a great agency that helps people decide whether they really belong aging at home, because some people need more acute care, and I know she knows a great deal about it.
CASA is, I'm afraid, maybe on the way out. You know,
that's true. No, that's exactly why I'd like to comment
home
about
care.
It.
Is being delivered now through home care agencies, and starting in July in our county, there'll be very few clients served by our it's now called NY Connects, but yeah, it's a lot of change taking place in government paid for services and movement to contracted insurance companies. Kind of hard to believe it can be done as well. But
I'm
going to
ask
we'll
a naive question because I'm not up on all of the latest. CASA is?
It's an acronym, started out standing for Community Alternative Systems Agency.
Okay.
It's a part of the Office for Aging or the Department of Social Services in New York State that is able to assess and provide home care services, usually the services that are paid for by Medicaid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Brian, anything else?
Well, I think Nina makes the point that program is getting cut, and it provides really valuable services to people.
Who cut it? Is the governor's budget? Who cut it?
Well, I think the impetus right now, Alan, is for privatization of everything, and everybody's got their own little, profit to make along those lines. And what goes by the board are good programs that are useful in communities and are getting pushed aside because of, frankly, politics.
And what kind of politics? My ears go up.
The politics that suggest that the government really doesn't have a place in people's lives and everything should be privatized.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, Brian, thanks for the great call. Appreciate it. All right.
Okay,
let's go to Judy in Woodstock. Okay, Judy, you're on.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
We can. Judy in Woodstock. Go ahead.
It's Judy in Woodstock. We have a group here in Woodstock. It's called Staying in Place.
Hi, Judy.
A group of our board members went over to talk to Rhinebeck recently because we're trying to figure out how to improve the services we offer. It takes a lot of dedication on the part of some core volunteers to make these kinds of things happen. The Area Agency on Aging is always available to help with things, but you do have to have a local group of people who really want to make it happen.
Yep. That's right. Nina, you were referenced. You want to answer that?
Well, we did meet over coffee at that same diner where we met when we were getting organized originally, shared a lot of ideas, and came away saying we need to do this more often, and Carl's going to join us next time. And so we're starting to create a little regional conversation to support each other in the effort.
Carl?
Yep, I guess I am going to join them.
Well, you said you
were. I guess I said I was going to join them, so I will join them. And sure, I'm glad always to talk to other organizations.
Judy from Woodstock, thanks for all your hard work. Appreciate it very much. Let's go to Kate in southern Vermont, and we still can take one or two more calls. 1-800-348-2551. Kate, go.
Good afternoon, Alan. I just wanted to talk a little bit about a program we have here in southern Vermont.
Great.
It's a neighbor-to-neighbor program, and again, it's for people who are aging in place. We are celebrating our 10th year, and the reality is that everybody's getting older, and that's the pool we pull our volunteers from.
Many times,
we have volunteers that come into the program and actually age out in the program, and we provide services for them. But we have about 80 people we're serving over here, and we've got about 60 volunteers and providing transportation and help with food shopping and, you know, a variety of other things. We do social events to keep people connected, and it's you know, it's just a wonderful program. And I would encourage every town to have a program like this.
Terrific!
It's so important for people aging in place.
So why do you do it?
Because we care. I think, as I said, we're all getting older. We're all going to need those services at some point in the future. We have people that are in the program that don't have any family or don't have family close by, and it's just, we care.
Kate, you're wonderful, Kate. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Okay, let's go to Nancy in central Massachusetts. Nancy, you're on.
Hi. I am sorry to have missed the first half of the program, but my situation...
By the way, you can hear the whole program online at WAMC.org.
Of course.
Go
ahead. Thank you. My husband and I live in Central Mass, and his mother over the weekend fell and is going to need a rehab and then help when she gets home. I don't have a clue about who would be the most direct person or agency to contact that covers Latham. I'm familiar with the whole process that you're talking about, but my mother's in Connecticut, and I dealt, you know, with her, and now we have his mom. So is there a website or something that would help me?
I would suggest that you start with the Area Agency on Aging.
Okay.
If you don't know the zip, you could go to the Administration on Aging website and look for the Elder Care Locator.
Okay.
That will give you contact information for where she is.
Okay.
Talk to the person there whose job it is to provide information, and that will get you started. If there's an aging-in-place organization or an appropriate home care or other services, they will definitely know about it.
Nancy, I'm trying to get everybody in, so thank you for your call. Appreciate it very much. Okay, let's go to Lauren in Cambridge. You got to keep it short, Lauren, because we're almost out of time. Go ahead.
My comment is about the politics involved. About 6 or 7 years ago, I was taking care of my mother and had heard that New York was really pushing for an aging-in-home program. And then I ended up finding out that had been largely stopped. And what I had heard at the time was because there were countervailing influences from the nursing home lobbies and the retired assisted living, because they were getting between $7,000 to $14,000 per month per resident from government, either Medicaid or other subsidies.
Okay, Lauren, we really are out of time. So, is there a question now?
No, it was more a comment. You were asking about the politics involved.
Yeah.
But also, since all of those programs, the lobbying efforts were made to create a disincentive for aging in home programs.
Okay. Any comment from either of you?
No. We have to do it for ourselves.
You have to do it for yourselves. Yep. Hey, Lauren, I'm so sorry. If you had called early, we'd give you a little bit more time. We are out of time. I want to thank everybody who called. And I also want to thank Carl DeCuculaire and Nina Lynch for joining me in the studio today. Support for the Vox Popcorn from Temple Emmanuel, Kingston, hosting a second night Seder with Festa Food. food, klezmer music, and children's activities open to the community Tuesday, April 15th at 4:45 p.m. TempleEmmanuelKingston.org. And Foresight Land Services, for over 45 years offering civil engineering, land surveying, planning, and environmental permitting to private and municipal clients in the Berkshires and Eastern New York, ForesightLand.com. And Equimotion, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, working to improve communication and performance between horses and their riders. Equine massage clinics throughout the region, Equimotionedu.com. And CSEA, beginning a second century of service to all New Yorkers, people working together to help make a better New York. Thanks again, everybody, for joining us on the Vox Pop. Remember, the conversation continues online at WAMC.org/VoxPop. Our engineer has been the incomparable Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by Bruce Herbach, equally incomparable. Our producer is Jessica Blaustein Marshall, and I'm Alan Chartok.